for Yellowstone National Park and the Acoustic Atlas at Montana State University. This is telemetry. You know, every season in Yellowstone is pretty fantastic, but if you're into listening to the sounds of animals, spring and summer, well, there's just nothing like it. And while most creatures in Yellowstone are busily singing their hearts out this time of year, there's one animal that actually gets a little quieter in the spring and summer. And that's the wolf. You see, there's a seasonal cycle to wolf howling. Howling ramps up through the fall and it peaks in late winter. Then comes springtime.
Howling abruptly drops off, and this is caused by the female choosing a place to den that they really want to keep secret, if at all possible.
That's Kira Cassidy, research associate with the Yellowstone Wolf Project.
Choosing a den site is extremely important for a wolf pack. It's going to be their hub for the entire summer. It's the house of the entire next generation. And it has to be protected, of course, because the tiny, helpless pups are going to be there for several months. We've had cases where a pack has attacked another wolf's den and even killed the pups in some cases. They don't really want to let other packs know where they are and what they're doing. And in order to avoid that, they keep quiet.
Now, it's not only the frequency of howling that changes throughout the year, but the type of howling shifts too.
Wolves howl for a couple of different reasons. Some of that would be within the pack, so to keep track of each other, say if they've been separated.
And even though they're doing a lot less of it, this is the kind of howling that tends to dominate in the spring and summer, wolves communicating with their own pack mates.
They also howl to let other packs know where they are and to kind of establish a territory.
Wolves will often have these howling bouts with other packs. The two packs will howl back and forth as if to say, this is our turf, our territory. And it's that howling for territoriality that grows in the months leading up to the winter breeding season.
Howling really tracks the hormones as the wolves are getting ready for the breeding season. Testosterone will start to spike. Howling starts to increase. It's kind of a stressful time in some ways. They do a lot of howling during the breeding season. They also probably use howling as a way to advertise the number of wolves they have in the pack, the type of wolves they have in the pack. If they have a lot of big male fighters, that's going to come across in a howling bout with another pack. And in some ways, wolves may be able to use it to avoid a fight with another pack, too. They can kind of create that space between each other, let each other know where they are, but also let them know who they are.
Kira's specialty is looking at territoriality in wolves and interpack aggression, basically when two packs come into contact with each other and fight. Sometimes wolves will fight until one pack or one animal displaces the other, and sometimes they'll fight to the death.
This running into other packs is so vastly important to a wolf pack. It's of all the wolves that live in Yellowstone that we've radio collared, some of them disperse outside of Yellowstone, of course, but if they live their whole life in Yellowstone, 2/3 of them end up being killed by other wolves.